This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the earthquake which occurred in Myanmar and Thailand today. In a social media post, Modi prayed for the safety and well-being of the citizens of Myanmar and Thailand. He informed that India stands ready to offer all possible assistance. Two back-to-back earthquakes of magnitude 7.7 and 6.4 on the Richter scale jolted Myanmar today. Strong tremors were also felt around 900 kilometers away in Thailand's capital, Bangkok. Mild tremors were felt in Kolkata and Imphal also. The Indian embassy is actively monitoring the situation in coordination with Thai authorities. In a social media post, the Indian embassy advised Indian nationals in Thailand to contact the emergency number in case of any emergency. Meanwhile, Myanmar has declared a state of emergency in six regions. In a significant move to enhance the business environment in Arunachal Pradesh, Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Main chaired a high-level review meeting on the state's ease of doing business EODB reforms today. The DCM in his address stressed the urgency of full implementation of the EODB Act 2021, directing all departments to digitize their services and frame EODB rules to formalize the process. He emphasized the importance of timely service delivery and appropriate action under Citizen Services Delivery Acts for any lapses. He further urged departments to embrace a proactive approach to reducing procedural bottlenecks and facilitating a business-friendly environment. The meeting resulted in key decisions, including the implementation of the Reduction of Compliance Burden RCB framework, mandatory onboarding of all departmental services onto the EODB portal, creation of a land bank to attract investments, and the development of a comprehensive investment policy. Additionally, departments were also directed to phase out manual processes after adequate training and awareness campaigns to ensure a smooth transition to digital governance. Chief Secretary Manish Gupta chaired the first state-level sanctioning committee meeting on the National Mission on Natural Farming, NMNF, for the financial years 2025-24-25 and 2025-26 in his office on Thursday. The CS, via a social media post, informed that the committee has approved an annual action plan of 944 lakh rupees under the NMNF. NMNF will be implemented in Tawang, Lower Subansiri and Longding district as per the selection of the center, covering 5,400 hectares across 108 clusters, 36 clusters in each district. Cadet Poona Salyang from the prestigious Rashtriya Indian Military College, Dehradun, has brought laurels to the state by securing a spot as a fighter pilot in the Indian Air Force. In response to the news, Chief Minister Pema Khandu took to social media post and congratulated Salyang on his achievement. Khandu, in his post, commended Poona for his exceptional intelligence, skill and physical endurance, and proving his mettle at every stage. His achievement is not just personal but an inspiration for the entire state and the nation, Khandu said. Poona Salyang hails from Huja village, Zero, Lower Subansiri district. Education Minister P.D. Sona attended the one-day national symposium on One Nation, One Election held at Rajiv Gandhi University, Doimukh today. The seminar, which was organized by the Department of Political Science, brought together students and faculty members from 11 colleges and various departments of RGU. Later in the day, Sona took to social media and commended the organizers and participants for their contributions to this important dialogue. Overwhelmed by the enthusiastic participation and the depth of discussion surrounding the concept of simultaneous elections, the minister in his post said that events like these are crucial in nurturing informed, responsible citizens and building a robust academic environment for critical engagement. He additionally extended his wishes to RGU for continued academic excellence. The Department of Education, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, has entered into a tripartite memorandum of understanding with the globally renowned One Site Essilor Luxottica Foundation and Development Sector Leader Broad Arcs Foundation to implement a statewide school-based eye healthcare program. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.